Hey, brothers and sisters, this is Elizabeth Marie with Latter Rain 333, and I come to you in the name of our Lord and Savior, and I do this video for His glory alone. In my last video, I had mentioned how the Lord had laid it on my heart to ask you all if you had any urgent prayer requests, because I was going to do a day of prayer this week. However, the response was so much greater than I ever expected or ever thought that I have to divide these prayer requests up now. And I have a prayer partner, and we decided to start praying over your requests on Monday of this week. We started. So we're going to do a few every day in the morning, and we're going to be bringing your prayer requests up to the throne room in heaven and to the Lord Jesus. I'm seeing right now, just through reading through some of your prayer requests, how much the body of Christ is being afflicted and attacked right now by the enemy Lucifer. He really is attacking the true believers in Jesus in such a ferocious way. Just like it says in the Word, where it says the enemy prowls around like a lion, looking for whom he may devour, 1 Peter 5:8. Please know that all these attacks that you are getting is because the enemy is trying to keep you away from the Lord Jesus. He's trying to get you to curse him or get you to walk away from him. His ultimate goal in all of this and everything that's happening right now is to get as many people as he can to go to hell with him. That's his ultimate goal. And I believe right now that more than any other time in history, we are seeing evil in the form of more evil than we've ever seen, in the form of occults like witchcraft, sorcery, spells. We're seeing these being poured out because of the wicked and fallen ones, and it's only increasing. That's why I believe it says in the Bible that we are to be praying for one another. That's in James 5:16. And we also are to pray. It says if we don't pray, we won't receive. James 4:2 through 3 says, if we do not pray, we will not receive. So praying for one another, brothers and sisters, is very, very important. And not only that, it is a privilege to be praying for one another, and I consider it an honor. And I do want to ask you all, for those of you who have sent me your requests, please share with us when you get a breakthrough or an answer to your prayer. Please do not forget to do that. You can either put it in the comments section down below of my latest video when it happens so people can see it in my most recent video, or you can send me an update through my contact page, and of course that link is also down below in the description box. We want to do this because we want to provide testimony to the Lord's great faithfulness, grace, and mercy, and how He does meet our needs and answer our prayers. Now, please know that sometimes the Lord answers our prayers differently than we ask. And that is because His ways are not our ways, and His ways are higher than our ways, and He knows what's best for each one of us. So sometimes the prayer answers, when the answers come, they look a little bit different than what we were asking for. But we've got to remember that our Heavenly Father, He has a plan for each one of us, and He knows what is best for us ultimately. So please remember that. All right, so now I want to share with you a dream and a message that I received all the way back in December of 2018. And the reason is that I did a video on this, but most of my videos back then were taken down. Actually, like 100 of them or more, a couple hundred of them were taken down. And so I don't have, it's not up there on my YouTube channel anymore. It is in my blog, however, so you will be able to read it and see that it was posted on December 14th, 2018. Well, it was posted, yeah, December 14th, 2018. So I want to go ahead and give this dream to you. And because I feel it's a very important dream, and the Lord brought it back to my mind last week, and so that's why I'm doing it again. And hang in there. The dream is a little bit strange, and I do have an interpretation that the Holy Spirit gave me. So please hang in there after the dream so you can hear what that interpretation is. All right. And also to hear the message that I got right after I received the dream. I'm going to go ahead and read it to you. In this dream, I was in my old house in Maryland. I had just heard that there were bears in the area, but I shrugged it off and did not believe it at all, especially since we lived in a suburban neighborhood. However, just in case, I decided to glance out my window in our backyard, our large backyard, and what I saw startled me. I saw at least 4 to 6 huge black bears running to the right side of the yard. And then I saw them chasing a group of neighborhood kids who were literally running for their lives. I noticed that the bear that was leading the pack, he was the biggest and the most ferocious of them all, but he had a white bandage wrapped around his back right leg, but it did not stop him from charging after the children. He had no limp whatsoever. I was completely horrified, and I knew I quickly had to help the children, and I wanted to run outside, but when I went to the back door, it was locked from the inside, and I could not open it. I started panicking, and I knew I had to find the keys somewhere quickly, but I was afraid that it was going to be too late. I quickly glanced outside again, and then I saw the children, and they were trying to climb up the shed in the backyard. But the bears had now reached them and were grabbing their legs and pulling them down to the ground, and I had to turn away. I realized at this point there was nothing I could do, and that's when I woke up in a panic. So you can imagine, brothers and sisters, when I woke up from this dream, and I remember this dream like it was yesterday. It was so, so vivid. And I was absolutely, I remember being panicky, sweaty. It was like it had happened in reality. It's like it was a real thing. And when I woke up, I immediately heard these words. I heard economic collapse. Economic collapse. And I didn't understand, because I didn't understand the correlation at first. But the Lord showed me. He gave me an interpretation. And as many of you know, who have been following my ministry for years now, that I have received many bear dreams. And the Lord has shown to me that they have dual meanings. They either mean Russia or communism, or they mean a bear market and economic collapse or woes. So this dream relates to the economy. And here is, let me give you the symbolism. The symbolism is this. Maryland, well, D.C. is in the center of Maryland. And this is where this happened in this dream. And this is where all the governmental decisions are made. In this dream, I heard that the bears were in the area, but I didn't believe it. This refers to the rumors that we have been hearing for years about a potential economic collapse, to the point that people just stopped paying attention or doing anything about it. However, brothers and sisters, I believe that we are now getting very close to it, and you all are hearing about it on the news as well. So it is coming. Okay, looking out of a window always symbolizes looking into the future prophetically. Now, this was given to me in 2018, so this economic collapse that was coming, I knew it was coming in the future, and I believe the future is almost upon us concerning this. The wound on the bear's leg. Now, this wound had obviously been healed because the bear ran without any limp, and he was the one leading the charge. So I believe that this symbolizes the bear market of 2008, when we had inflation, you know, runaway inflation. And that bear market of 2008 was stopped. Pretty much, we got over it, you know, we got over the hump, so to speak. It was I would say it was temporarily stopped, but I believe now it's coming back again, and this time it's coming back with a vengeance, just like that bear that came with a vengeance. So it's going to be much worse than the bear market of 2008. Okay, the children in the dream, they stand for those who are the most vulnerable and weak, and unfortunately, these are the ones who are going to suffer the most. So we must continue to be praying for the children, not only our children in our families, but the children in our land. And I believe this is going to be a worldwide economic collapse, as we are seeing in the news right now. So it's not just in America. All right, the last symbolism is about not finding the key. Why couldn't I open the door especially the back door, which is left open usually. I couldn't open the door because there is no stopping this financial collapse. I couldn't go outside and stop the bears from getting the children. That means there's no stopping what's coming. This financial collapse is coming no matter what we try to do. So we continue to pray that the Lord would minimize it. We continue to pray that the Lord would take care of his people and that through it that many people will become saved. All right, now let me go ahead and read the message, because after the dream, I prayed. Boy, I remember I prayed to the Lord about it, and he did give me a message. So I'm going to end with this message. Here it is. The bear that was wounded is ready to attack. This is a financial collapse that is coming. It will affect the most vulnerable as well as the weak. It will also affect my children. Prepare the best you can before it comes. Do not be surprised when it comes suddenly and swiftly. My people are not ready for it. This will be a great testing for them. They will learn to depend on me for their daily bread and not themselves. Those who have already been tested through the fires of poverty will be spared the heartaches, for I will bless them now in their time of need. I will open doors of provision for those who lean on me. This is another warning from the throne room of heaven. Repent and come close to me in this hour, for I will help the true cries of my people. The hour is coming and is almost here when you will seek your daily substance from me alone. Is my arm too short that I cannot provide for my children? I am the good father who provides. I will not give you a stone, but will provide for your needs. Rest securely in me now at the feet of my altar. Count yourselves worthy to be able to escape all that is coming. Hide yourselves under the shadow of my wings and you will find safety. Call out to me, my beloveds, and I will hear you from heaven. And it was signed, Your Heavenly Father and His Son, Lord Jesus. And then I asked the Lord, is there anything else, Lord, you want to share? And I heard this. I heard, sanctify yourselves, wash yourselves in the word, stay true even during fiery trials, sing, praise, and worship. I hold everything in my hands, rejoice, because my kingdom comes. The joy of the Lord will be your strength.